News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. The strip club lawsuit is in the news today. A former exotic dancer who now lives in the Walsall area says that she's been incorrectly classified as an independent contractor and was cheated out of wages. She's filed a lawsuit against three strip clubs, including one in Walsall, as we hear from WSAU's Raymond Newpert.
Elizabeth Mays says Granddaddy's in Schofield and the 4 Mile Gentlemen's Club in Fountain City hire their dancers as independent contractors instead of employees entitled to wages and benefits. At Fountain City, Mays says the club's owners had, quote, substantial control over work schedules, the clothes they had to wear, and the types of dancing they did. She said they charge stage fees of $5 to $27, even if the club is empty. She says the club also charges $50 for being late to a work shift. Mays says dancers should be entitled to the same labor protections as other workers. Raymond Newpert, WSAU News.
A suspected cocaine dealer from Walsall is under arrest. Criminal charges against 38-year-old Rayco Richardson accuse him of traveling to and from Minneapolis to pick up drugs to be sold in central Wisconsin. He was arrested after a traffic stop in Abbotsford on Highway 29 on Monday. Police reports say they found cocaine, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia in his car. An accomplice, 21-year-old Joshua King, was caught back in January. He reached a plea bargain and is serving a year in jail plus 7 years probation. Richardson's being held on $10,000 cash bond. He'll be in court on July 2nd. And there's a strange story from Wisconsin Rapids where a man's facing charges for allegedly selling his neighbor's Jeep for scrap. The neighbor was gone when 20-year-old Justin Braves made the call to a local scrapyard. He was in court this week on a felony charge of counterfeiting a certificate of title and two misdemeanors of theft and obstructing an officer. He could get 7.5 years if he's found guilty. A fatal car chase that ended in a crash. Rhinelander police tried to pull over this car around 8:30 Monday. The driver accelerated instead of stopping, and that led through the town of Newbold outside Rhinelander city limits. The Oneida County Sheriff's Department has identified the driver as 27-year-old Sean O'Carrion from Rhinelander. Police Chief Michael Steffes says that there was a series of incidents leading up to this chase and crash.
The operator of the suspect vehicle disregarded the officer's emergency lights and siren and increased the speed of their vehicle in an apparent effort to elude the officer. Pursuit continued on Maple Avenue to River Street and out of the city on Highway K. When the vehicle reached Highway K at Forest Loop Road, the suspect vehicle left the roadway and came to rest in a ditch.
And the driver was pronounced dead at the scene. Traveling around Grand Avenue in Walsall will become more difficult. Beginning tomorrow, the milling of the pavement in the construction zone between Kent Street and Town Line Road begins, and the new pavement will begin being put down starting on June 30th. The DOT says there will be more construction traffic as the trucks haul away old pavement. Traffic's already been backing up in the construction zone as the road's down to one lane in each direction with no turning lanes, and they say that situation may be getting worse for the next week or so. Republican primary yesterday in Mississippi, and the closely watched race goes to incumbent Senator Thad Cochran, who is running for a sixth term. He beat back Tea Party challenger Chris McDaniel.
There is something a bit strange. There is something a bit unusual about a Republican primary that's decided by liberal Democrats.
Cochran has served in the Senate for 36 years. He is a likely favorite to defeat Democrat challenger Travis Childers in the November election. It was 5 years ago today. This is the anniversary of the King of Pop's death. Michael Jackson died of cardiac arrest at age 50. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Justin Lowe's on vacation today. Here's forecaster Caleb Cox.
Mostly cloudy and cooler today with highs only in the lower 70s, some places not even breaking out of the 60s, and we'll have a chance of spotty showers again. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with some patchy fog developing, and tomorrow we'll see partly sunny skies. It'll be a little bit drier, but we'll still have a chance for some showers late in the day with highs in the mid-70s. Friday will turn partly or mostly cloudy. It'll still warm up, getting into the upper 70s and lower 80s, but we'll have a chance of storms. I'm Newsline 9 forecaster Caleb Cox on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Some areas are seeing some scattered rain showers, and that's widely scattered around this morning. Track that with real-time weather radar. Zoom into street level of your neighborhood at WSAU.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.